Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
Masjid al-Nabawi, praying for our beloved Nabi, sending salam upon Rasulullah, our key to the light of Allah. Feel the peace in Medina, the noble city of Habibullah, standing in front of Rasulullah, tears of joy from my heart.
Ya Habibi, Ya Muhammad, Ya Nabi, Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul.
Guided us with the Quran, showed the way to our first home, home of Adam and Eve.
My butterflies, our Allah has so many names, 99 to be exact. This week, inshallah, we'll be learning more about our Allah, how to love our Allah, how to get closer to our Allah. Did you know, butterflies, our Allah is the most gracious, the most merciful. Allah is the one who teaches us how to love. Allah teaches us how to be kind. Allah teaches us how to be caring and patient and all of the good traits. We know that everything we have is because of Allah. Everything we are is because of Allah. We know that everything we'll be, everything we have, everything is because of Allah. But do you know who Allah really is? Did you know to be close to our Creator Allah is a need for us human beings? And it's our duty to get close to Allah. You see, because if we are close to Allah, we'll get Allah's love. We'll have great productivity. We'll be confident in everything we are and everything we do, because we know that everything we do, we'll do it only for Allah. We'll always be consistent, because we know that no matter what we do, we're doing it to make Allah happy. And we'll avoid doing nothing, because that would be wasted time in a time that we can be doing amazing things. My butterflies, let's consider our worth to Allah. If you want to know how much you are worth to Allah, then see what you're doing with your life. Are you making Allah happy every day? Or are you disappointing Him? Think about it. When you wake up in the morning, do you read your du'as for waking up? When you eat, do you say Bismillah and take the name of Allah in everything you do? Butterflies, if you don't like the answer, and if you don't like the fact that you don't take Allah's name in everything you do, then today is going to be a day to change. You listen to mommy and daddy nagging about it all the time. You listen to your brothers and sisters telling you to read your dua before going to the toilet, when coming out, before eating, after eating, and everything in between. Do you know why? Do you know why, mommy and daddy? Your teachers, your friends and family are always telling you to read your du'as. It's because every time you read your du'as, you are taking the name of Allah, and this will make Allah happy. If you don't, then you'll be disappointing Allah, and that's not a nice thing, isn't it? But there's good news. The fact that you're listening to us today, and inshallah, this means that Allah wants you to remember Him. It means that it's very important to be a Muslim and to be close to Allah. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said, I am near to the thought of my servant as he thinks about me, and I am with him as he remembers me. And if he remembers me in his heart, I also remember him in my heart. If he remembers me in an assembly, I remember him in assembly better than his remembrance. And if he draws near to me by the span of a palm, I draw near to him by a cubit. And if he draws near to me by a cubit, I go to him by the space covered by two hands. And if he walks towards me, I rush towards him. You see, butterflies, it's even in the hadith. So, if you want to be close to Allah, in His heart, in His assembly, and close to Him, what do we need to do? We need to think about Allah, we need to remember Allah, and we need to get close to Allah. Now let's go for a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some tips on how to get closer to our Allah.
نسألك يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ
Butterflies, let's look at some ways that we can gain closeness to Allah. The first one is by making dua. We forget that we need Allah's help and strength to guide us when we get too caught up with everything that we have to do in our lives, whether it's school and madrasa or our friends and family. We need to remember to ask Allah for help, if it's to get closer to Him or be better at worshipping Him. For everything we do, we need to ask Allah for help, and inshallah it will be done. The next thing you need to do to get close to Allah is to stay away from poison. Now you might say, I know I shouldn't drink or eat anything that I don't know what it is, and if it's not food. But that's not the poison I'm talking about, butterflies. I'm talking about the poisons of your life. Like those things that make you do bad things, or those friends that make you do bad things. Because those people will lead you towards sin and make you disappoint Allah. The next thing to get close to Allah is get to know Allah through His 99 beautiful names. Did you say Jazakallah to our engineer today? If you didn't, let's say it now. Jazakallah for playing the 99 names. And inshallah we can learn from these 99 names. Because if we learn Allah's 99 names, then we will know that Allah loves us. Because Allah will love us by learning His names. All the names of Allah teach us more and more about Him. It tells us all about Allah. Dhikr and remembrance of Allah is the best way to get closer to Him. You can remember Him by saying Astaghfirullah to erase your sins. Alhamdulillah, so Allah will give you more and more. Look outside your window quickly. Say Subhanallah about Allah's beautiful creation. Say Jazakallah when someone does something kind to you and something kind for you. When someone says Jazakallah to you, say Barakallah and make dua for them. All these things are tiny little things that you can do, butterflies, no matter how big or how small you are. And inshallah, the next point is to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say, if you love Allah, you will follow Allah's commands. How do you do that? By following the sunnah of His beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next point is to stay connected to the Qur'an. Because if you're close to the Qur'an, then inshallah you'll be worshipping Allah without even realizing it. Remember, butterflies, the more you love Allah, the more you'll do to get closer to Him. And the closer you get to Allah, the closer He'll get to you. Come on, butterflies, let's do a good deed today. Get closer to Allah and have trust in Allah to be close to Him. And inshallah, you'll always be amongst the beloved. Will you follow these easy steps? I hope so, inshallah.
He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made the seas, the birds and the bees? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Who made the sun, the moon and the stars? Who made the sun, the moon and the stars? Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. Who made them all? Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. He is the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.
Beautiful names, I'm praising Him all day, and I bow down to pray to my one and only Allah. As far as you can see, it all belongs to Him, and fortunate are we for the blessings of Allah. One A Allah, one A Al-Awwal, one A Al-Akhir, one A Al-Azim, one A al-Alim, one A